Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. I hope that you guys are doing well. Good afternoon, good evening, good night to my international watchers, Grand Rising and Rich Rising, to all of my morning motivators and everybody listening on the podcast. I hope that you guys are doing well. Welcome to the Morning Motivation. I'm your host, Brittany Daniel. This is a segment of the Brittany Daniel podcast. I hope you guys are doing well out there. Happy June 23rd. Shout out to my childhood friend, Erica. She just lost her grandmother, so I know that she's going through it right now. But I love you, E, sending you prayers. And anybody that's going through anything, anybody that lost a loved one or struggling with a loved one, dealing with any type of illness or anything like that, my heart and prayers go out to you along with all of the other morning motivators. But I hope you guys are doing well. In today's topic, we had a morning motivator yesterday request this little topic, and this is a good one. It's called When Life Gets Disappointing. I have a lot to unpack with this one, personally, and just I'm going to be very transparent with y'all today, and we're going to talk about it. I want you guys to chime in the comments. We're going to be reading comments and all of that good stuff. But before we jump into today's topic and dive into the nitty gritty and the meat and potatoes of the topic, a few announcements. 555 Transformation, the 5-week coaching program. We only have a few slots left, so make sure you guys book your 30-minute session so you can see if you can get into it. The next class goes off on June 30th, and today is group 2's the last day. Sorry for the lag, y'all. This is group 2's last day today, so next group starts on the 30th, so you have less than a week to book your appointments to make sure that you guys can get into the next 555. You definitely want to get in this one because the prices will go up on the next round. You get five weeks. If you want more information, go ahead and let me know. Book giveaway is coming back. Got some things working. So you guys just hook and stay tight and stay tuned for that. So before anything else, let's go ahead and say our morning prayer and we'll go ahead and do our shout outs. If you are not spiritual or religious, or you do not subscribe to the Christian denomination, that is totally okay. I hope that it's okay that I pray for you anyway and you stay around for today's topic. Everybody is welcome here, no matter what your background, no matter what, you are welcome here. Okay. So, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up again for another day. Thank you for allowing us to just continue walking this crazy thing you call life. Some of us don't know why we're here. And if we do not have a purpose or direction, or just know why you keep calling us to be our greatest self every day, plant that seed, give them that discernment. So they understand their mission, they understand their assignment. And when times get hard, allow them to have resources and people and just any tools possible to allow them to keep going, because we know you've ordered our steps and we want to continue to do the things that are pleasing in your sight. In your darling son Jesus' name I pray, amen. So let's go ahead and head to the shout outs. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Sun-kissed by dark skin hypergamy. Good morning. Good morning, Aisha. Good morning, Norma. Good morning, Edwan. Good morning, Dia. Good morning, Felicia. Good morning, Nana, or happy. I always say this, but good afternoon. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Ashley. Rich Rising. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, She Amber. It is Thursday. I know for Cooking with Ross, what she say, it's a Friday. Good morning, Kiki. Good morning, Such a Lady. Happy Thursday. This is traffic, so I'm going to, it's going to be a beautiful day. Traffic sometimes isn't bad. Sometimes I used to, I got my little word of the day in traffic. Good morning, May. Good morning, Gabby. Hey, good morning, Kirsten. Good morning, Cassandra. I hope you guys are doing well out there today. I hope that everything is going great. And if y'all are at work, on your way to work, getting ready for work, all the above, then we're going to work it out and go get them coins. But in today's topic, when life gets disappointing. Okay. I'm not going to lie, you guys. I have my moments where, you know, things can get really dark for me. I've been very transparent about my past with depression. And what happens when you have depression or anxiety, if you've ever been diagnosed, the smallest thing, or not even the smallest thing, something can happen and it can trigger it. It could be a sickness. It can be things in business aren't going the right way. Things at work aren't going the right way. Maybe your kids, your relationship, anything. And then it's kind of like you're kind of spiraling down a deep, dark hole, right? And I don't know if you guys have ever went through that. If you have, if you ever suffered from depression, anxiety, then I'm sure you have. But if you haven't, you're blessed. Let's just say that. Because life tends to be very rocky. Like we talked about yesterday, life is very up and down. But one thing I try to do every time is, one, I always reach out to my therapist anytime things aren't always smooth sailing or things are dark. And it can be one week you can be great, another week ain't so hot. You know, one week things are like, okay, I got this. You feel like life is, you're in control. And then the other week you're like, everything is chaotic. Nothing is going as planned. Wait a minute. I thought I was on top of it. I thought I had things figured out. And it's just like, what in the heck is going on with life? And I was listening to something today and it really put, man, it really put kind of things into perspective for me. So the saying was, man, anything worth having in life is going to come at a large price tag. A lot of y'all are called to do great things. And when we think of great in 2022, we think of numbers, right? We think of popularity. We think of millions. And I want us to strip all of that away. I want us to strip away society's standard of greatness, right? Strip away the Beyonce, like the stage and millions of people listening to you or having impact on millions and millions of people. When I say you're called to do something great, it could be right in your home. It could be for your children because you have no idea who your children are going to grow up to be. You know, for Muhammad Ali to be who he was, his parents had to be something great. Serena and Venus, perfect example, right? Their father had to be a great man for his household for them to be superstars and be for the people that they needed to be. Your preacher had to be a great person in order to impact his community. You know, Martin Luther King was great by going from church to church to church. Wasn't no social media. He had to speak to each person individually. And some of y'all are called for greatness. And it may not be great in the world's eyes of great, but it may be great right in your household for whatever reason, right? God doesn't always reveal everything to us at one time. Remember, we talked about before on Morning Motivation is sometimes he only gives you a step at a time. Like, all right, you got to complete this piece of the instruction before I can give you part two, before I can give you part three. And a lot of times what we go through isn't for us. It's so that we can minister to other people if we could, so we could speak into other people. Sometimes I know I go through things because if I don't go through things, how am I going to help somebody, right? Nobody wants to listen to anybody that's had a perfect life, that's had it all figured out all the time. It may seem like that to some people, but we all go through our stuff for numerous of reasons. But anything worth having, whatever you're striving for, especially these great lives we want, right? Especially all this peace and all this money and all this love and all these great things that we may want for ourselves is going to come with a heavy price tag. And that price tag a lot of times is peace. The price tag a lot of the times is comfort. The price tag a lot of the time are some broke seasons. The price tag sometimes are the lonely seasons. The price tag sometimes are feeling lost. You know, I always go back to Jesus in the wilderness, 40 days, 40 nights. I'm sure he's human, right? I'm sure in the midst of that, it wasn't always happy. Day 15, he's probably like, all right, look, come on now. What we doing? You know, I'm sure he had his moments where he was just like day 25 and he had 20 some more of them to go. Oh no, you were like, come on, man. It's cold out here. I only got a robe. What we doing, guy? You know what I mean? We try to put, and I know Jesus is on a pedestal for a lot of us, but I always try to bring him down to a human level because he was human. You know, yes, we don't know all the things that he did because the Bible don't tell us, right? And they want to put Jesus in light, but God brought him down here and he was a human being. He had human experiences. I'm sure he got frustrated. I'm sure he got upset. I'm sure, you know, all the disciples did not get along every step of the way. You know what I mean? I'm sure Peter and them was getting on his nerves, or, you know, Judas and them was fighting in the back. We don't know, right? Because they don't tell us all the nitty gritty. But if you think of them as human beings, they all had to go through it. Every single person, and we can get off biblical, but heck, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, give me somebody great, Angela Davis, anybody that's called to do something outside of themselves, right? They're going to go through something. So I wanted to just plant that seed in you. You're going through hard times, dark times, uncertain times, because you're called for greatness. If nothing were to happen for you, if you didn't have any kind of purpose, if you didn't have any kind of, well, one, you wouldn't be here. Let's just call that. Let's call a spade, right? One, you wouldn't be here. And two, it just would be like, why would God put you through anything? Why would you have to go through trials and tribulations? Why would you, if your life didn't have, you know, impact and purpose and the wherewithal for somebody else and for greater than yourself, maybe for your family or whatever the case may be, there would be no point for you to go through it. Our ancestors went through hell and back so that we could have the freedoms that we have today. 400 years of it, you know, and sometimes, and not to diminish anybody's feelings right now, because you have the right to feel how you want to feel, right? Always remember that your feelings are valid. But on the flip side of that, and I have to constantly remind myself of this because I'm a woman, I'm very emotional. I'm a Virgo. On the flip side of that, though, emotions are temporary. I want everybody that's out there going through anything right now, repeat after me. My emotions are temporary. The days that you're excited and you're thrilled and something's fun's coming up is the same temporary emotion when you're defeated, when you're sad, when you're overwhelmed, when you're going through it. And that's another thing I want to say is search for the words that really describe what you're going through. A lot of times we can be like, I'm sad, I'm down, I'm depressed. Everybody likes to go to the depressed default a lot of the times. Sometimes we're not depressed. I love somebody said is, what do you do when life is overwhelming? You know, what do you do when you're disappointed? Because disappointment, when you put that, that sounds very different than depressed. Being disappointed and depressed are two different emotions. They live in the same little space, but they're very different emotions. So when you are going through it, try to articulate exactly what you feel outside of those, even those small words of, you know, sad, depressed, or anything like that. Because those are like default words that we can say. So try to search those out. But always remember, emotions are temporary. My emotions are temporary. And in the midst of the emotion, right? In the midst of the storm, in the midst of the hurricane, in the midst of what we're doing, it can feel like it's going to last forever. When it's dark, y'all, it can be very dark. But remember we talked about yesterday is going inward and finding the things about yourself to continue to strive for. Always remember your why. And that can be hard because sometimes your why get on your nerves. Maybe your family used to be your why and now you don't, you ain't talking to your mama. Bye, love. Have a great day. Or your kids were your why. And then you like, man, F them kids. You know, honey's leaving for the day. Every time we go through something, our why sometimes is very hard for us to continue to grab on and be motivated by. But always go back to your why. And the thing that's important to make your why greater than you is, and sometimes you honestly, not even gonna say that. Sometimes you can be your why. I recently had to use myself as my why, you know, because sometimes be doing it for others is like, why am I doing it for y'all when I can barely do it for myself? Sometimes you have to be your why. Sometimes, you know what? The reason why I'm going to keep going is because I done did too much to get here. You know, I done put too much work in. A lot of times when people stay married, it's because they done put a lot of work in already. I done already gave this man 10 years. I ain't about, all right, let's go keep going. You know, if you've ever been on a nature trail or you've ever been on a run or you've ever been on like doing something and you like, well, dang, I'm already, you know, you done painted a room and you want to stop and you want to give up, but you like, you know what? I'm halfway done. I might as well keep going. You know, sometimes we're halfway there or we're almost there or we done came this far. And if we don't give up on ourselves, there's no way that we can fail. There's no way that we can't win. And it may seem like there's little failures along the way or little losses along the way, but we can turn those losses into lessons and continue to put one foot in front of the other. You know, yeah, your why can definitely change. Your why can definitely change and shift. And sometimes your why, what used to be your why, ain't your why today. What used to be your why when you were single, or, you know, Kirsten used to be a single mom and now she's an empty nester. Her kids are grown. She raised them to be amazing people and they're off living their lives. Kirsten had to shift her why, you know, because it all used to be for her children. She would go, Kirsten used to go hard for her kids. Her kids need some. Kirsten going out there to get it. But now she had to shift it for herself or shift it in a different light and way. So never be afraid to shift your why. If one why in one season used to work for you and it's not working no more, always shift. It's okay to shift. It's okay to be like, you know what? That just doesn't inspire me anymore. It doesn't motivate me anymore. But we have to go through these things in order to get to the other side. But the only way we're going to continue to do is if we keep going. One foot in front of the other. Sometimes we got to take it day by day. Heck, sometimes we have to take it hour by hour. You know, if you didn't do so hot yesterday, leave yesterday yesterday. Don't beat yourself up. We have to be our own best friends in these instances. We have to care for ourselves in these instances, because if we step in and we be like, man, I suck, or, you know, we have to really watch how we talk to ourselves, because if we go into that deep space, in that dark place when it's already dark or it's already challenging, and then we're throwing salt on top of our own wounds, you know, it's going to make it worse. So we have to do is allow ourselves in those moments and those emotions and those times to feel how we want to feel, but remind ourselves our emotions are temporary. And whatever I'm going through is not in vain. Whatever you're going through and you're dealing with is not in vain. It's not. It may feel like it right now. I mean, from people losing people, from people losing jobs or not having as much money, money ain't stretching the way it used to, or whatever the case may be, whatever your trials and tribulations, maybe you put in for that house and you're not getting that house right now. Or maybe, you know, you were supposed to get that raise, you didn't get that raise, or you started that project and people aren't showing up for the project the way you thought, or you launched a business and it's not, the money ain't trickling in, but God gave you this vision and he told you like, hey, that's how you're going to get to it, but it ain't happening yet. We have to keep going. And that ain't what we want to hear. I wish I could tell you, you know what, give up. I wish I could tell you to stop. Just sit down, have a seat, don't worry about it. But that's not how it works. You know, we're 3 feet from goal. And I always talk about this story where this man went out west back in the tumbleweed and cowboys days and all that stuff, where he went out west to dig for gold. He heard that there was gold in California. So he invested all of his money into this gold mining equipment. And he spent years digging for this gold and looking for this gold and searching for this gold. And he didn't find anything. And so he was just like, you know what? I'm giving up. I'm done with this. I'm not digging for gold no more. They said it was gold out here. They lied. God, you lied to me. Ain't no gold out here. I'm done. I'm quitting. It's over. It's a wrap. Then he goes and he finds this other guy and he goes, look, I'll sell you all of my equipment for this amount of money. I'm out of here. I'm done. I'm tired. And the guy goes, sure. I just got here to California. They said it was some gold. Even though you said it wasn't no gold, you know what? Let me take a whack at it. Sells the guy the equipment and the guy starts digging. A couple weeks later, he hits gold and gets the massive amount of wealth that the man walked away from. And every time I want to give up, every time I'm just like, you know what? I want to throw in the towel. I'm done. I'm quitting. God, you ain't where you at. You ain't showing up the way you showed up. I always remember that message and that saying and that story. because I would hate for something to happen or to die or, you know, and you go up to heaven, remember, and God's standing there in front of you and he got his iPad out. He's like, dang, you quit. Remember when you quit in June 2022? Man, in August, this big opportunity was going to happen for you, but you didn't keep going. You quit. Dang. And then this was supposed to happen from this opportunity. And this was supposed to happen from this opportunity. And your life was going to go in a whole different type of thing, but you didn't stick to the plan I gave you. Remember, I gave you the plan. I gave you step one. I gave you step two, but you gave up. Could you imagine how devastating that was? And you done gave up, and now you were a teacher when you were supposed to be a cooking star, or you were supposed to be the next Tabitha Brown. I love me some Tabitha Brown, and I love her story, because what people don't know about Tab, and I've spoken to this other morning motivators know, but if you're new, you may not know this. When Tabitha Brown, and Tabitha Brown is a lifestyle influencer. She's a vegan woman who gives us fabulous recipes and inspires the world to be vegan, has a beautiful smile, a beautiful soul, spirit. She has her hair that's named Donna, and she gets on the internet and gives people positive words of affirmation, just like on Morning Motivation. She's such a light, and you can see it through the phone, right? She's such a beautiful person. But she spent years in Hollywood trying to knock doors down with her husband, and it wasn't working out. You know, her and her husband moved all the way to California, and she wasn't getting any roles, and she wasn't getting this career of being an actress that she wanted to for years, y'all, for years, years. You know, she had to go back in between being an actress and working a 9-to-5 and being an actress and working 9-to-5. And then, you know, her and her husband moved from LA at one point, I think, and she got a house, and then she moved back. And then God told her to go live every day for 2 years, 2 years. At 5 o'clock, she would go live and cook for her people. And, you know, just like we're here on Morning Motivation, for 2 years. And she was like, nothing was happening. But she was just like, I just didn't give up. And one day she went viral. And then her business started booming. Then she got, after a couple years of going viral, and she went viral during the pandemic, y'all. Pandemic. This just happened 2020. Miss Tab been in the game for a very long time, trying to act, trying to do, you know, what she felt God was calling her to do. And it wasn't happening for her. And then she said she got a vision, though, that she was going to be on, or somebody told her she got a vision that she was going to be on a little screen. And she was like, a little screen, because she didn't understand. She was going to go and be big on a little screen, and she didn't understand what that message was. But she kept going. She kept trying different things. And now Miss Tab has a seasoning line with McCormick. Y'all, I don't know if they ever gave no black folks no seasoning in McCormick with their face on it. Unheard of. Then she got a deal with Target. A 4-part deal where she has clothing, and then she's going to have, stuff that we can cook with and all types of stuff. Now Miss Tab's life is lit. She retired her husband and bought her dad a truck and put it on social media. All of these amazing things started happening. And that's the thing that happens, is like, we're on this marathon where we feel like we're running. And we don't know when God is going to avalanche you with your blessings. But what if Miss Tab would have never, what if she would have gave up? What if she'd have been like, God, you know, I've been working at this for a very long time. And I know you told me to go live. And I know you told me to start this business. And you told me to, you know, do all of these things. But I'm not doing it. And the crazy thing is, while we're talking about dark space and we're talking about hard times, she was sick for about a year and some change. And before she became a vegan, which became a part of her story and bread and butter, and which is now helping heal millions of people around the world through her message. Imagine if she didn't spend that year with that gruesome headache. Imagine if she didn't, you know, she never got sick. She would have never been a vegan. She would have never started her channel, and she would have never became the woman that she is now. Y'all, so that dark time that she went through, she was sick for a year and change. Could you imagine really being ill for a year and change and not knowing what is wrong with you? I was sick for a week and was about to throw in the towel, y'all. I was like, Lord, I don't know, feeling like this. And that was a week. Imagine being sick for a year and doctors don't know what's wrong with you. You're taking medication, it's not working. And I know some of y'all are going through that right now. But her sickness and her illness was a part of her message, which was a part of what healed her, which was a part of her entire brand, you know, which is now, again, healing and helping people all over the world, millions and millions of people. I love getting online and hearing Miss Tab's message and seeing her big hair Donna, and she just lights up the world with her spirit. Her spirit, it's not her, even though veganism was a part of her story and it was how she went viral, it wasn't the entire story. It wasn't it. And, you know, she kept having to work and she kept having to put it in. She didn't just go viral and was like, oh, I'm viral now. Boop, made it, given up. No, she continued to pour into people, continue to pour into her craft and continue to show up and it continued to go live. And she has a YouTube channel on her and her husband go live on Friday. All of this work. And now God is avalanching her with all of these blessings in the past 2 years. But it was years and years of work, y'all. Years and years of work. She had kids in between. Like I said, she was on, you know, as an actress, had to get a job again and all of these things, ups and downs with her husband, Chance, all of these things, y'all. All of the things, you have to continue to keep going. That's the only way you're going to win the game. If you're playing Monopoly, let's make it a little simpler, you know. Or for some of my hood folks, we playing spades, dominoes, dice, whatever your game of choice is, right? Uno. If you put your cards down or you stop in the middle of the game or you don't throw the dice, or you don't put down the big joker, if you don't continue to play the game, you will never win. If we don't continue to play the game of life, because life is a big game. It's not always a fun game. Just like when you down or something, your partner reneges in spades and now you got to give the other team the books. It ain't always fun. When you about to go bankrupt in Monopoly and you owe somebody some tax money because you done landed on their house, or their hotel on Broadway or a house on another part of the game and you only got $200 and you ain't nowhere near pass and go to collect some more money. And I know all my gamers out there know. Or when you got, you know, you the only one on with the Unos because somebody done hit you. They done played the hood Uno and they done hit you with the reverse skip again and all of these things. And you sitting there with a handful of cards. And your brother, your sister, your cousin, or your enemy at the table got two cards and they about to hit a Uno. Those parts of the game aren't fun. And I know life is so much bigger than a game. But my game, my players out there, y'all know what's what, right? Especially my spades players. That part of the game isn't fun. But if you fold your cards and you slap them on the table and you walk away from the table, you're never going to win the game. You can't come back. There's no coming back when you walk away from the table. There's no coming back when you fold and you give up on the game. You can't get Uno if you over there eating the wings. You can't come back with your spades partner if you walk when you flip the table and all the cards are everywhere because you mad. You cannot win the game when you walk away. You can't. The only way you can win the game of life, the only way you can win the game is if you stay in there and you continue to play. You got to suck it up. You got to got to get back at the table. You know, you're going to lose. How many times have you lost to Monopoly, Uno, spades, any of your game of choice? How many times have you lost, but how many times have you won? And the thing is, we forget that we win in life often. You know, I know that this is a story about what happens when life is disappointing. We sometimes forget our wins. You know, we forget when God got you that job. We forget when he let you close on that house. We forget when he allowed you to have a safe and pleasant pregnancy, when he allowed you to birth your children naturally or vaginally, you know, or thank God the doctor caught it right in time and you had to get that emergency C-section. And now you're looking at your beautiful 12-year-old that's getting on your nerves. You know, or when you were praying for that relationship and now you got twice the dishes and twice the cleaning up to do. But a lot of the things that we want and we have right now, we prayed for. You know, we miss the times where we prayed to have the camera to start that YouTube channel. And now you got the camera and things ain't panning out the way you wanted it to pan out. We can't be mad when we're going through life and the blessings don't just domino effect all the time. Because we got to remember those blessings in between. You know, you was praying to pass that to get into school, and now you got to take the classes, and now you got to study for the test. Now you got to deal with professors and deal with projects. Like, we be wanting the blessings, y'all. Can I keep it real quick? We pray for the blessings. We want the blessings, but we don't want none of the work that comes with it. We wanted that bigger house or that bigger apartment. Now we got to clean up after it. We got to pay taxes on it. You know, we got to deal with the tax man. We wanted the business, but we don't want to bookkeep. We don't want to, you know, have good customer service. You know, we don't want to do what it's going to take day in and day out to make the business function. You know, even me, y'all, I want the YouTube channel. Don't want to play the YouTube rules. I'm no better. I'm speaking. We all on the same team. You know, you want it to be picked for the dodgeball game. You want it to be picked to be on the team, but you don't want to run your bases. You don't want to get up and hit the ball. You don't want to be in the outfield where it's hot, where the sun is blazing and ain't no action going out there. And you just sitting there looking at the sky and you can't even see the people in the field, but you want it to be on the team. You know, you wanted those kids, but now you don't even want to do nothing with them. We have to remember that we were blessed along the journey. It's just always, every time we want some, y'all, new level, new devil. That's just life. That's just how it works. Every time we get blessed, there's responsibilities that come with the blessing. You know, we wanted that promotion. Now it's more work. You're like, hey, I ain't want all this work now, but you wanted the money. You know, you wanted to quit your job and start that business. But now you got to manage your time. Oh, hold on now. It ain't a vacation like you thought it was going to be. Because everybody on social media done made it all glamorous. Now you done quit your job and you got to hustle. And we don't want to hustle. Come on, who am I talking to? You know, we want it to be single because he was getting on our nerves. We wanted our peace back. Men. She was getting on your nerves. You wanted your peace back. Now what? Huh? You know, I was watching interviews with Shaq. Shaq was talking about how he had everything. He had the money, the family, you know, and the wife. That was what he said. Well, she was bad. She was popping out all them kids and she was still bad. But what'd he do? He fumbled the bag. He fumbled his marriage because he was being greedy. Y'all, we can't be greedy with the blessings. We can't be greedy with our blessings. We can't want all of these blessings and not put no work in because we're going to lose them. Or if we don't lose them, we might mess them up. You know, Shaq said it was pretty lonely walking around that 26,000 square foot house with the big basketball court and that big old Shaq bed and he ain't have nothing to show for it. And now he out here dealing with these little girls. I know for a fact because I know the DMs he be in, not mine. Just saying, I do know the people's DMs he be in. And now his wife, beautiful wife, Shawnee, now she's her own millionaire, remarried, happy. And that could have been him. He could have kept his marriage together. But he didn't want the responsibilities of being a married man. And that's a lot of us, you know, and I'm not throwing shade on Shaq. He just shared his story. So I thought I'd use it as a talking point. You know, we want We want to make the team, but we don't want to go to practice. You know, everybody's praising the Warriors, but how many people was really in the gym? Like Steph Curry was in the gym. Shout out to the Warriors. who you know, people want to be like Kobe, but they don't want to put in the work Kobe put in. They don't want to go to the gym early and stay late. You know, everybody wants to be a business owner, but people don't want to put in the work of a business owner. It's a lot of, it's 24/7. If you don't want to work 24/7, stay at your 9-to-5. If you don't want to work long hours and not make no money sometimes and not have it figured out and not have a blueprint, stay at a 9-to-5. It's okay. Everything ain't for everybody. But don't let social media glamorize certain things. And then you get it and you be like, wait a minute, this ain't what I thought it was gonna be. And it happens. But remember what you prayed for. Remember what you were asking God for all those years. You know, you can't get mad. We got to pay property taxes on the house when you wanted the house. I'm talking to myself, y'all. Got that tax bill. I was like, ain't this some, you know. You wanted Boston to win. Well, they wasn't shooting in the gym. They wasn't in the gym like the Warriors was in the gym. They didn't want to be a team. Nah, let me get off the Boston. Shout out to the Warriors, Dub Nation. But, you know, we can't. You know, we want these relationships, but we don't want to put in the work. We don't want to work on ourselves. We don't want to go to therapy and fix ourselves and be vulnerable and transparent. Y'all, it's the scariest, most, the hardest thing you want to do. You know, people want to get married so bad, but on the other side of marriage is work. Anytime you're in a relationship, a mature relationship, one thing I noticed, y'all, it ain't all rainbows and sunshine, but what it is a big old mirror staring back at you. Letting you know you got work on yourself you need to do. All a relationship does for anybody who's single out there, who's like, all I want is a relationship. It ain't Instagram posts. It ain't hugs and kisses. That's about 10% of it. You know, the fun times are about 10%. It's a lot of work that goes behind it. Anybody in a sorority? Anybody in a fraternity? You know, one thing we used to tell people all the time is being in a sorority or fraternity is 10% of the strolling. That's the 10% part where you strolling, you looking cute on the yard. You know, you wearing your perro, you wearing your jacket. Everybody looking at you, you cool. That's 10% of it. Behind the scenes, community service. Behind the scenes, keeping your grades up so you can be eligible. Behind the scenes was putting on programs, going to meetings, you know, networking with other people. The fun is always 10%. And that's what I want everybody on here to remember. Anytime we look at social media, we glamorize something, or we see somebody, wow, their life looks so cool. You're seeing the 10%. You ain't seeing all the other stuff behind the scenes. You ain't seeing the blood, sweat, and tears. You're not seeing the doubt. You're not seeing the hard work. When we see these pictures of people, man, and sometimes I look at people's pictures on Instagram, right? Because you know how gossip goes. When you hear from a friend of a friend of a friend what's really going on, you know, yeah. Ladies, y'all know when you heard about Keisha and Leroy, how they had a rocky couple months because Keisha done caught Leroy. Leroy done lost his job, or, you know, you hear things, right? When you know, if you in a couple, you know, y'all pillow talk, or, you know, you and your friends, you know, how's Megan and Chance? Oh, girl, well, human nature, right? And so you'll see pictures on Instagram. People put their highlight reels up. Folks don't know. When y'all see pictures of me and my boo, y'all don't know all the times that we've argued behind the scenes, or things weren't always pretty, or, you know, I walk around looking like Frederick Douglass around him because I ain't got my wig. You just never know. But that's why we can't glamorize anything, because, you know, we're seeing people's highlight reel. We're seeing 10% of what's really going on. And that's okay. It's not people's business to tell everybody everything that's going on. You know, it's not a bad thing, but we can't get so caught up in romanticizing other people's lives that we miss out on our own, and that we miss out on our blessings, or that we don't nurture and cultivate the blessings that we were already given. And I think, honestly, and I'm probably speaking to myself, that may be why some of our other blessings are delayed. Why things don't seem like they're going right. Because God probably up there like, you know, I done blessed you pretty well. You remember 2020 when you had that job. Remember 2019, 2017, 2018, 2012, 2010. And you see how I'm skipping around, because some of y'all had great years. But now, because it's 2022 and things ain't working out the way you want it, oh, now we got attitude. Now we want to give up. Now I'm everything but a child of God. That's what God's saying, I think. I don't know. But you know, think about that. Think about all the great years and the great blessings that we've had in our lives, and how many times God did show up for us, and how many things we did get. Some of them we took for granted. Some of them we didn't really, you know, nurture, cultivate, or whatever the case may be. You know, and God probably like, well, you know what? You ain't really appreciate that. So let me just put the pause on the blessings for a minute. Maybe you need to feel something. Maybe you need to go through something so you understand how blessed you really are. I had to go through my sickness to remember, Brittany, your health is not a joke. It's something to be very, it's precious. So quit playing with your health. I know that was what it was for. Because y'all felt like I was about to die. And I had no symptoms. But I think God was trying to wake me up to say, you've been playing with your health a little too much. So let me remind you. It's no different than women when women go out there and they try to prove, you know, maybe he got to be without me so he knows what he has. You know, we so quick to tell somebody what they have. You know, he don't appreciate me, so I'm gonna stop doing this and this and this so they can appreciate y'all kids. People do that with their kids. I'm going to just throw all their stuff away. I'm going to stop. If God treated us like we treat each other and people, who they talking to? You know, I'm going to stop doing all of this thing because they don't appreciate me. How do you think God feels? How do you think God feels? Man, I got this woman and this man through the pandemic. And they didn't lose nobody. They had all this money. And they acting like this, man. Okay, wait a minute. Let me pause my blessings so you can remember how good you really have it. Come on, somebody. You know, let's call a spade a spade. We take a lot of stuff for granted, y'all. We take a lot for granted. And I'm talking to myself too, so I ain't exempt from this conversation. I'm right along with everybody else. I'm just the messenger today. Man, we take so much for granted. And yes, we may say that we're thankful. Yeah, we might say, oh, thank you, God, for all my blessings. But we don't really, we be tripping. So we have to honestly take time to remember how blessed we truly are. Thank God for really bringing us through, because there were some years that it looked bleak. All right. He done forgot he done brought you through basic training. You done forgot that he done got you on all those plane rides that you were praying for safely. All those times where you shouldn't have, you know, you was a little inebriated driving home and you shouldn't have made it home, but you made it home. You know, we forget how much he's cared for us and kept us and done for us every single day. Even the things that we think are small that are really big in the grand scheme of life, and we tripping over a little money. We tripping because we can't go on vacation. We tripping because we didn't get the job that we wanted. We tripping because we single, or we're tripping because we're in a relationship and it's hard. We're tripping because we started a business and the business that people ain't, you know, oh, I'm tripping because people ain't watching my videos. That I'm talking to myself. Because now I'm mad at myself, because that's how dare I? How dare I disrespect God like that and he done bless me the way he's blessed me? How dare I? You prayed for all of this stuff and you got the stuff and you still not happy? Could you imagine? I bet God be up there like, what is wrong? You know, we stomp around and God brought us through so much. And I know that... I'm not saying for America. Let me, because I'm about to say something, and this has nothing to do with the colonizers and the Americas of the world. But we are nowhere where our ancestors are. Nowhere African Americans where our ancestors were. And not to say that we're thankful to America for nothing. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. They get none of the thanks. Hello. But what I'm saying is we have nerve because it could be so much worse. We could have been born in the, what we would think, the wrong time. You know, we're blessed with choice. We're blessed with opportunity. We're blessed with, even if it's not fair, because it ain't, not in America. It's not. Let's just call a spade, but it is what it is. But we have a chance now to make something out of nothing. So we have to keep going. We have to be thankful. We have to continue to thank God for everything that we get and humble ourselves. Because some of us are very spoiled. God spoiled us so much. He spoiled us so much, and we got the nerve to be ungrateful. We got the nerve to be walking around here with attitudes because we didn't get our way. We didn't get the car we wanted. We didn't get the house we wanted. We didn't get the money that we wanted. And he's like, and you're healthy? And you got a brain that works? You weren't born in the crack era? You weren't tempted with prostitution and abuse? And all of this other stuff I put my other children through, and you got the nerve to complain? The audacity. I bet God be up here like, what? And I'm included in that pot. So I want to challenge all of us. When I know when life feels overwhelming, when it feels unfair, when it seems like people are being blessed, I want us really to go and dig deep and remember how blessed we really and truly are. And go back in your life. Not as an adult now, but go back in your life past 2020. Come on now, go back. Go back to college. Go back to high school. Go back to elementary school. Go back to all the times where he kept you alive, when you could have died, when he kept you safe, when you should have been snatched up, when he kept you safe, when we were out there running rampant, when we were drinking, when we were smoking, when we were having sex, all of these things that we were putting ourselves in harm's way from. And he kept us. But now, because we're not getting our way, we want to be ungrateful. And again, I'm in that pot as well. And I want to say, God, I am sorry. And we need to really thank him. And just continue to do what we got to do to strive each and every day to be our best selves and to do the things that he's called us here to do and just keep putting one foot in front of the other. He didn't say we were going to have a stress-free life. Nowhere in the Bible did it say you about to be blessed and that's it. Nobody, I don't care if it's from Beyonce to the president to the worst person in the world, nobody is exempt from struggle. Nobody's exempt from hard times. But if we look at the hard times are what's going to grow us, what's going to strengthen us, and it's going to show us, man, you know what? Let me stop complaining because I truly am blessed. Let me stop complaining because you know what? He did show up all of those other times. He did allow me to continue on and living my life. He did, you know, just because she ain't called you back or you don't, we got to stop that. All of us. We got to stop that. We got to stop being so freaking ungrateful. And woe it's me when things don't go our way. Okay. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and go to the comments. Oh, thank you, SB. Thank you. I appreciate it. But I'm so happy that, I'm so happy that that meant something to y'all. But we got to say I'm sorry. We got to say I'm sorry, y'all, because think about it. Think about how much we really, the years that God has kept us. Even if, y'all, to be honest, I pray this doesn't happen, but even if I were to go tomorrow, God gave me 33 blessed years. I have never been in a hospital bed. There's so many nevers that did not happen to me. Why am I sitting around here complaining? Why am I sitting around here not maximizing and doing everything God has called me to do? And same for y'all. Yes, you may have had struggles. Yes, you may have lost some folks. Yes, you may have not had money at times. Okay. Think about all the times that he did get you through. Think about all the times where you were praying and you passed those tests. You got home safe. He kept you safe. Man, there's some people whose stories don't end like that, y'all. I know somebody from high school that was literally barbecued by a man, chopped up and barbecued. Like, I'm not even joking. Serious business. We have so much to be thankful for. So many blessings. And we want to complain. We want to continue to do the things that we ain't supposed to be doing. And nobody's exempt. Nobody's better than anybody. So I'm not talking down to nobody. I just, for some reason, that message came through to make it very clear that we have a lot of apologizing to do. And we just need to get our ish together, y'all. Some of we just got to get our ish together, and it's just to get our minds right. And that's where it starts, is just really go through your life. Just comb through the years. And if you can't remember, take a pen to paper and go back in your mind. Start with the day you graduated from high school, or maybe even start when you were a kid. You know, 99. Actually, we can go farther than that. 97. Go farther than 94. Man, thank you, God, when my mom used to leave me at home, that I didn't kill myself, and I had food, and my mom made it safe. And I had TV to keep me company while I was, you know, being raised alone. All the little things. The fact that he kept us safe and alive 9 times out of 10, more than most. That's a blessing that millions of dollars couldn't even fix or help. I'm going to go through some of the comments. I won't be able to get through all of them today. Absolutely, Ashley. So hard to keep going sometimes, though it takes so much to get my butt out of the space, but keep pushing through, y'all. I know it's hard. I know it's hard. It's hard, but all you got to do is put one foot in front of the other. Take it a day at a time. And again, this conversation isn't going to exempt us from still feeling the way we feel sometimes, or getting down, or when things don't work out. Here's Zara, y'all. I know this is just one day, but one foot in front of the other. As long as you keep going, as long as we're continue to be grateful, as long as we don't complain too much, we'll be all right. All he wants us to do is keep going. He knows that we gonna complain. He knows that he made us. He knows. You know, we just gotta say, man, I'm sorry. I took a lot for granted. Please keep me. You know, just talk to him. You know, God probably likes to hear sorry too. You know, we want to hear I'm sorry. Shoot, we'll stop the whole parade if we don't get an apology. I ain't talking to her until she apologize. I ain't talking to him until he apologize. We have the audacity, y'all. Say you're sorry. Get in a space with God today and really, really be thankful and continue to push forward. It's okay. We're all human. He knows. Ain't nobody better than nobody, or nobody's exempt from pain and uncertainty and all of that stuff. It's okay. We're human. We're going to go through those emotions, but we got to keep going. If we want to be successful, we have to keep going. If you want the ending the way you want it, you have to keep going. You have to keep going. That's it. That's the way you pay God back. You want to pay God back for your blessings? You want to pay God back for all of the things that he's done for you? You got to keep going. You have to keep going. Dia says, the lows are a part of life. I literally had to tell myself this yesterday. I lost a lot of money recently and put me in a slump. This live is confirmation, like many of your lives are. I appreciate that. Some of us women do too much sometimes, she Amber says. If God was doing doing things as like us humans, we would all be dead in less than a second we opened our mouth and said those words. Absolutely. If God treated us how we treat each other, child, thank you. to the heavens above, he is not a human being. Authenticating Beauty said, I had a rough couple of weeks on the heels of some great news, and my therapist reminded me yesterday, make sure you celebrate the good news too, even though I'm still in a rough part. Absolutely. Always celebrate as much as we can. Celebrate as much as we can. I'm definitely guilty of moping around with it. It's always something mentality, but God has gotten me through a lot of situations, and I have to remember that. Absolutely, Dia Dia. Same. 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 When I'm going through it, y'all, I go through it. And it's just like, and we do it to ourselves, but for what? Unless we absolutely need medication and go see therapists. And of course, we're human, so we're going to go through things. But we have to always remember that, man, we have to just keep going and keep being thankful. You guys have a great day, Ashley. Thank you. I know somebody who went through that too. Mm-hmm. She Amber said, I just wanted to let you know the mic sound so good now. Your sound is way more clear. You know what? And the thing is, what I hate about my laptop is the mic has been in and it was taking the sound from the freaking laptop all this time. And I don't know when it didn't. It could have been the entire time. It could have been the entire time. So I'm happy it sounds better. I'm still working on how to make sure the streaming is up to par when y'all watch the replays. I'm sorry. Working on it. Kirsten King said, your coaching program definitely helps with removing those stagnant barriers. The program you showed me is definitely a game changer. Y'all sign up for the one-on-ones with Brittany today. Absolutely. If you guys need to get through anything, if you guys need any help going through what you're going through, definitely book a 30-minute coaching program, a coaching session with me to see if you guys want to sign up for coaching. And do not forget to sign up for the 555 Transformation, which kicks off June 30th, y'all. June 30th. You guys, make sure you guys give this video a thumbs up. Every time y'all come in, it would delight my heart to just give this video a thumbs up. Thank you, Kelsey. I appreciate that. Hold on. Oh, you may had to change the settings on the laptop. Sounds amazing. And the camera is clear. You're doing it, girl. Thank you. I didn't change none on the camera, but I appreciate the feedback about the sound, because the mic was plugged up the entire time, but the settings were wrong. And I just found that out yesterday or 2 days ago. But thank you. We all need a best friend like Kirsten. Thanks for being amazing. Girl, please get down. Zara. Thank y'all. But I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. I hope that this message was helpful and that you guys continue to thank God for all of our blessings and we continue to show up as your amazing, great self. Again, thank you guys so much. Do not forget to subscribe to my channel. For all of those watching, make sure you guys are subscribed. Make sure you guys are liking these videos. Share them with anybody who may need to hear it. And you guys have a beautiful, 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 blessed day. Bye, guys.